Thank you very much, our coordinator, for this session. Zara Nikiema is the author of this work. This is part of her PhD thesis from WAKI in Accra, Ghana. I served as one of the external examiners. That is how I got to know her. I encouraged her to put a paper for this conference, and she went back home to Burkina Faso, where she's from, but couldn't secure funding. And I volunteered to present for her. So for the next 15 minutes or so, I am now a woman that did this work, and then I'm also from Burkina Faso, though I am not. I'm actually from Nigeria. So, are you okay, ma'am? That's fine. Okay, now you can start timing me. That's extra time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. She worked on a kind of farmer-driven approach to sorghum improvement in Burkina Faso, and I am MEB Fakoride. I'm from the Obafemi Awolowo University in Nigeria, where I have been working for the last 40-some years after my PhD from Iowa. The other contributors are the staff of WAKI that supervised or served on the committee, on the graduate study committee for this lady, and their names are there. A major food crop in Burkina Faso is sorghum. Recently, maize, of course, is coming up as well, and it's in fact replacing sorghum, especially in the southern parts of that country that is more humid. Improved varieties can produce up to 5 tons to the hectare, but farmers are not adopting them. They prefer their own varieties, where the yield could be less than 1 ton to the hectare. And perhaps the problem is due to biotic and abiotic constraints to these their varieties. But one biotic constraint is Colletotrichum species that affects the crop very badly. It's the most economically important biotic constraint, and no work has been done on its resistance, that is sorghum resistance to this disease. So the objectives of this study were to investigate farmers' perception of production constraints, to determine farmers' varietal traits preferences, and collect and screen farmers' germplasm for possible sources of resistance to the abiotic and biotic stresses. Two studies were conducted. One was a PRA survey, and that was done in 19 farming communities in 9 regions of Burkina Faso. These are the locations used for this study. That's a lot, because she literally had to travel more or less all over the country. And a total of 265 farmers were involved, and data collection instruments were focus group discussion and a questionnaire that was designed by Sphinx Lexica version 4.5.30. That is the group discussion. That's one picture of it. And this is the author. This is the person. And she was having a questionnaire with the farmer. You can see that the farmer is really poor, very poor farmer. But she did. She went around and did his work. And data were collected on all of this, but we are going to concentrate on this, varietal and trait preferences for the farmers, because of time. So the analysis was done with SPSS and the results. the farmer has indicated that drought stress, striga infestation, and anthracnose disease are the most important production constraints that they have. They use cultural methods to control striga and anthracnose disease. One cultural method is to pull when striga is affecting the crop, they go there and pull the crop, the plant, so that the thing will not multiply. They prefer to use organic manure rather than mineral fertilizer. And then they were interested in varieties that produce high yield, that were early, white grain, and custard. Those are the things they looked for. And this graph gives you an example of the kind of data we got. You can see right away these three or four are much more important than these other particular variables of that survey. The second study was to characterize the germplasm and to evaluate the varieties for resistance to Colletotrichum. Field evaluation was done with 120 accessions, 92 of these was from farmers, and the remaining 28 from research centers. The research centers will include ICRISAT. In this case, we have ICRISAT station in Bamako in Mali, which is not too far from Burkina Faso. An incomplete blood design was used with four replications, and then effector rows were planted so as to ensure disease pressure that was effective. And so many variables were looked at under vegetative growth and under the reproductive situation. Screening was done both in the greenhouse and the screen house and the field. And I have some pictures here. That was the germplasm was planted into pots like this in the screen house, and then the seedlings of the germplasm when they emerge. And this was how inoculation was done to the hole in the field, and seedling inoculation in the pots in greenhouse. Data collection essentially was on scoring for severity of disease on a scale of 1 to 9 in the screen house, and in the field it was on 1 to 5. I guess that is what they do maybe for their institute or at WAKI, I don't know. And the results, the 120 accessions were grouped into 17 clusters. But the interesting thing is, it was a mixture. Each group was a mixture of both the improved as well as the farmer's varieties. And basically, there are two types of sorghum, the Caudatum and the Guinea. This was a mixture of the two in this study. And that is the clustering, I'm cutting it off here at about point six. And there's further clustering here to show us that there's really a mixture, except that the varieties that were developed or that were collected in the last 5 years seem to be in about one group, whereas there was also an additional mixture of the 5 years, 5 to 10 years, and so on in this bigger group. Only two accessions were found to be resistant to the disease organism, and so we can conclude that farmers in Burkina Faso prefer varieties that are high yielding, relatively early, have white grain, and good grain storability. Therefore, breeders must emphasize these traits in their selection program. Only two varieties were resistant to the disease and screening for sources of resistance to this devastating organism must continue and must be intensified. Thank you very much. I am not sure that I'll be able to answer questions. I did not do the work. I should try. Okay, I can try. Yes.
Maybe you can answer this. I was just wondering if you could comment on the preference for white green color and why that is. It's surprising that it was up there as high as.
Why they prefer white color?
Yeah, as much as almost as they prefer yield.
I don't know. But in Nigeria, maize is my crop, and my next paper this afternoon will show you that's my crop. We have that kind of preference also for white versus yellow grain. So maybe what was introduced to them in the beginning or whatever, I don't know.
It's for food purpose and maybe quality, like something like that. No,
I think I've said enough. Thank you very much.